Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website ontheedgesofchange.com. Hello, and welcome to the podcast for the week of August 15th. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger. A phrase from this week's poem: all will come again in its strength. We have a blessing week, people. We have some beautiful archetypal relationships with the planet, symbolic of a flow of energy for us inside and out and in our collective experiences. Plus, the four elements are really strong this week with specific different cycles. We begin on Tuesday, August 16th with the planet Mercury trine Uranus at 18 degrees of Virgo Taurus. These are Earth signs. Mercury, that wonderful bridge maker, storyteller, communicator, in the grounded, precise energy of Virgo, making a plan, getting a method, figuring it out in a really cohesive way. Virgo energy loves to bring things into alignment. Mercury represents the part of us that's very much our mind and our thinking and our communication and expression. So there's a precision that is just exquisite with Mercury and Virgo, so long as you're not caught in the wounded side of Virgo energy, which all of us can get there, which becomes perfectionistic and critical. Let's go with the healthy Virgo of alignment, healing, bringing things into wholeness. Trine means the planet is in really good harmony with Uranus, the maverick, the change agent, the awakener, the one who blows things up because it needs to be blown up. Okay. Now, Uranus is in Taurus, where it has been for a number of years. And Taurus is that earth sign that is about security and stability and holding on to what we got and wisely stewarding our resources. Now, Uranus in Taurus for the last few years has symbolized the way all of our security systems, money, home ownership, you know, resource management has really been completely topsy-turvy, and necessarily so, because Uranus is a great liberating energy. And we know deeply the profound inequity with resources, with money, with ownership across the board. And it is a deep poison that comes from colonial settler mindset and dominator culture that has to be radically changed. However, this week, with Mercury trining Uranus, this is a fantastic energy that opens your mind in the earth signs. So you look out for some really great ideas or insights, or I could do it this way, or I could manifest it this way. Oh, it'll work this way. Be open to change. Be open to experimentation. Be open to serendipitously some ideas just drops in, or your consciousness, or you're in conversation with someone and you say something, you overhear yourself, or they say something, you're going, oh my gosh, that's it. So be in the flow of the earth energy. On Thursday, August 18th, we have fire love coming to us. Venus trines Jupiter at 8 degrees of Leo Aries. And this is so much about expanding our love nature, our creativity, our romantic energy, whether it's with other humans, an individual human, or it's with the world or with nature. Venus, the beloved one, the relational one, the lover. This one in us and the world is magnetic. It wants to connect. It wants to love and value. This one also has to do with our whole expression of self-worth and value, as well as how we are in relationship with resources of all kinds. Love, money, and resources sometimes. Love, money, and values is sometimes a quick phase for Leo, for a quick phrase for Venus. Now, Venus in Leo wants to shine your magnificence, and you want to be able to see the magnificence and beauty of others. It's in harmonious relationship with Jupiter, the teacher, the mentor, the wise one. And Jupiter as an archetype is all about opening up and expanding. Now, its wounded side is unhealthy excess and bombastic, just very pompous, very arrogant. But again, this week, I don't want to focus too much on the wounded side. I want to encourage you to feel the fire love of Venus trine Jupiter. Now, Jupiter's in Aries, which is a fire sign of individualistic spirit, of courage, of going for it, of trying it out. Okay, I'll do it my way. I'll go to the beat of my own drummer. There's a lot of initiating things with Aries. So notice where your heart wants to expand this week. Your creativity, your desire for beauty and connection and love for all things. It's like dream big. What if we had radically different relationships with one another in the earth and resources? What if we had the courage, Jupiter and Aries, to really come from love and come from our dignity and our sovereignty, and allow that for others? It's like love big this week. Be with that fire. Burn up the old, too small patterns, the cringiness. And say, you know what? Our heart is bigger than anything. Do it. And then on Saturday, August 20th, the planet Mars goes into Gemini, which is a powerful air sign. Now, this is a big deal because usually Mars stays in one zodiac sign for 2 months. But because later in the fall, in the end of October, Mars will go retrograde, seemingly going backwards in its orbit for a while, Mars will be in Gemini for 7 full months. Yep, 7 months. Now, Mars is our active one, our sacred yang, warrioress, advocate one, and it's all about our desire and our taking action. Gemini is an air sign of the mind, of opening up to ideas, of bridging new ways, of being curious, of not wanting to be caught in a rut, and saying, hey, we could try something different. Now, the beauty of this is we will have a 7-month journey to take action on new ideas and new ways of thinking. My greatest prayer for all of us is that this archetypal energy will help us change our minds. We'll have the courage to question some of our dogmas and our polarities and our certainties and say, what if it was different? What if the world was different? What if I was different? What if the people that I'm polarizing against, what if they're not who I think they are? And what if I'm not who they think I am? Like, imagine how amazing that could be. There's going to be a 7-month period where we want more stimulation, more ideas, more variety, more willing to experiment. So notice that. Because you also want to watch out for the wounded side of Mars is unconscious aggression and violence, really, in a really negative way. And when you pair it with Gemini, the deep wounded energy that could come through is violent words or violent thoughts, which we know we are suffering with this and the consequences of it in the world so deeply. But what if we open up our minds to a more positive courage, the courage to think differently, the courage to speak our truth? And we're just getting started. We've got 7 months with that. You'll hear me talking about it. But just notice Saturday, August 20th is when it moves into Gemini. Just notice if anything seems to quicken in you. And if it doesn't, no problem. You'll have plenty of time to feel the vibe. Okay. And then finally, on Sunday, August 21st, the planet Mercury is opposite Neptune at 24 degrees of Virgo Pisces. This is where the water sign comes in, the water energy. So I said earlier, Mercury and Virgo, the power of the mind to be precise, to think and communicate with healing methodologies or forms. Again, Virgo's greatest gift is to bring things into alignment, to see what's out of alignment and bring things into alignment and wholeness. Opposition means the planets are opposite each other and their energies are trying to balance each other. Now, Mercury can be a very precise mental energy. Neptune is not that at all. Neptune is the dreamer, visionary, mystical one. It's the one in you and the world that goes into altered states of consciousness. Now, healthy altered state is amazing. Creative dreaming, prayers, meditation, the muse dancing with you, compassion, empathy. The wounded or difficult side of the Neptune part of us is when we get in under a spell of unhealthy altered states, when we feel like a victim, or we're under the spell of someone else's dogmatism, and we are really caught, like we're caught in a fog bank. So when we have a planet in Virgo, opposite a planet in Pisces, Virgo and Pisces is earth and water, and Virgo balances Pisces because Pisces can get very unboundaried and diffuse. It's lovely, but it also can sometimes be very, very out of it and disassociated. And Virgo says, wait, 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 get back into your body. Where are we going? What's happening here? In a balanced way, the other way, Virgo in its wounded side, as I mentioned, can get caught into being critical or perfectionistic or keep constantly trying to make it better, trying to fix it. And definitely a wounded side of Virgo is self-sacrifice service, where, okay, if I just fix it, if I just keep working on it, Pisces can help Virgo and say, whoa, wait a minute, take a breath and feel and open your heart and notice, is this really mine to do? Can I help with my compassion and my love and not necessarily sacrifice myself and overextend myself? And it's a balance, because it is important in these days that we find ways to serve that are congruent, that really help us and help the world. It's important to be used well right now by the mystery so that we can help in this great turning, this great initiation that's happening on such a huge collective level. It's important to be able to dream new visions and to bring them into manifestation, Pisces Virgo, because we need new visions and new ways to go that will bring healing and alignment for our world and our people and the earth and the creatures. And Pisces is an amazing sign where Neptune is, of fluidity and compassion and oneness, unitive consciousness. And again, its challenging side can be, I'm lost in something, I'm enmeshed in something, I'm caught in something. So notice at the end of the week, if you feel that tug that is could be a productive tug, I have these dreams, I have this vision I want to check out, Neptune in Pisces, my heart is wide open. And then how do I ground it? What are the words I tell myself, Mercury? What are the methods? What are the pathways I take? How do I ground my visions? How do I take action with my compassion? How do I balance those? So just notice that. And again, Pisces being a very strong water sign, this sense of opening up to the watery, fluid, compassionate parts of yourself. So there you have it, dear ones. We have very strong four elemental energy, beginning of the week, that earth energy, then fire coming in, and then Mars going into Gemini, air, and then we have this powerful opposition with Neptune in Pisces, water. Feel your wholeness this week, all your elemental nature. And a poem that I want to honor has dropped into my lap today before I made the podcast from my friend Pam, who I want to honor, is a poem from Rilke. And I won't attempt to say the German title, or the first line, I'll just read it to you. The first line is, all will come again into its strength. So here's the poem. All will come again into its strength. The fields undivided, the waters undammed, the trees towering and the walls built low. And in the valleys, people as strong and varied as the land. And no churches where God is imprisoned and lamented like a trapped and wounded animal. The houses welcoming all who knock, and a sense of boundless offering in all relations and in you and me. No yearning for an afterlife, no looking beyond, no belittling of death, but only longing for what belongs to us and serving earth, lest we remain unused. and a sense of boundless offering in all relations and in you and me. Beautiful phrase for Venus trine Jupiter. Only longing for what belongs to us and serving Earth, lest we remain unused. Mercury opposite Neptune. So feel the power of the poem and recognize that you too will come again into your strength, and a prayer that the world too, all peoples too, will come into their strength once more. Thank you as always for listening to this podcast. Appreciate if you would rate it and spread the word. Give it a good rating if you're willing. And I want to remind you, I've got a fabulous upcoming free 5-day challenge. Alchemize your mindset. It's August 22nd to 26th. Every morning, Pacific time, 8 to 8:45, I'm going to come in and give you some mindset shifting presentation. I'm going to guide you in a transformational practice and optionally have some time for Q&As. I want to help you to get in there and challenge yourself. Some powerful inner work practices to shift your mindset, alchemize your mindset, transmute the poisons of this toxic smallness and the too small energy, limiting energies. Come on, check it out. If you go to my website on theedgesofchange.com, right there on the top bar, the homepage, you can link to get details. And don't forget, when you're there at the bottom of the homepage, sign up to get on my email list. There's all kinds of things I send out, including a synopsis, a quick synopsis of the astrology cycles. I send that out every week. So get on my email list. You're missing out. There's lots of stuff I'm giving to my people. And in addition to that free 5-day challenge, August 22nd to 26th, I'm going to give a bonus free workshop on Saturday, August 27th. It's called At the Visionary Hearth Fire. Get supported in a community of intuitive changemakers. It lets you get a taste of my private Vibes community, an amazing group of kindred spirits who are on a journey of empowering their empathetic, sensitive nature so that they can be a visionary changemaker in the world. So check it out. You go to my website again on theedgesofchange.com. And the very top of the homepage, click on that to get details on the 5-day challenge and the free bonus workshop. As always, take good care of yourself and keep remembering you're not crazy, you're astrologically sensitive. Be well. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at theedgesofchange.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.